My father was a Rebbe. He didn't look at it like it was a job. He didn't even look at it like it was a schus. It was just what he was. He became a Rebbe when he was very young, and he remained a Rebbe until the end. He had no need or interest in doing anything else. All of his koiches went into his shiurim and shmuzim. Everything that he learned, he clarified and was ma'ayin whether and how this Torah could be presented to his Talmidim. Every Dvar Torah excited him, but what excited him the most by far was the Dvar Torah that he could use in the Shmuz. He spent hours and hours preparing each shir, even a Bekiyah shir, a Masech de Brachas. He worked for a long time to decide exactly what and how it could be best presented. Before he said the Shmuz, he would pace back and forth, sometimes for hours, rehearsing and practicing the way that the words would have the most effect. His joy after a shir or a shmuz was relative to how matzliach he had been in his presentation of the Torah. He was an eloquent speaker with a great vocabulary, but all he wanted was to use those abilities to help Bachram Steig. Nothing in the world compared to the simcha that he felt from watching his Talmidim Steig from the Divrei Torah and Chizuk he had worked so hard to present. He cared deeply about his Talmidim, and especially those whom he recognized as appreciating his Torah. In all the years, everything stopped when a Talmud called or when he met a Talmud. And we all knew that nothing else ever started until he had finished preparing tomorrow's shir. He had an unbelievable understanding of the koiches ha-nefesh of a bachar and what he could do to bring out those koiches. His greatest pleasure was the bachar who was matzliach with the koiches he had helped him to recognize. I once heard B'Shem the Chafetz Chaim that Moshe Rabbeinu, of all the titles, Eved Hashem, Arav Mikol Adam, Navi U'Mabed Es Temunasai, Moshe is called Rabbeinu, because that is the greatest title of all. My father was a Rebbe. That was his title. That was his life. This last kufa, he said a different type of shir. He taught us about being Mekabel Yisurim Ba'ava, and about having hakaras hatov to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam and everyone who did anything to help him. He taught us about the Mesiras Nefesh of a Rebbe to say one last shmuz, even though he really put those same koiches into every shmuz he ever said. Now my father's in the Olam HaEmes, but he's left behind over 1,000 Talmidim who are better Yidden because they were in his shir. Maybe more than that. He has left behind a generation of Rabbeim who learned something from him about what it means to be a Rebbe, to say a shir, to say a shmuz, to change the life of a bachar forever. Maybe in Meilitz Yosher for our mishpacha, for Mami, who relentlessly stood by his side, for his children and grandchildren, and for his Talmidim and all of Klal Yisrael. Bilam Avas Lanetzach, Bacha Hashem Dima. May I call upon him in the name of Amen.